The Ministry of Education and Sports has introduced centralized feeding for athletes at the National Primary Schools Championship scheduled to take place from May 4th to 12th, 2026. At least 6,000 participants are expected to compete in kids' athletics, ball games and special needs education competitions scheduled to be held at Rock High School in Tororo Municipality. Arua City Games and Sports Chairperson Leon Victor regrets the decision of the ministry to centralize the feeding arrangements for the national competitions.
The program will say we shall have a same rupee, which is more expensive than what we used to do. For example, they say one person a day is supposed to use 10,000. But if we are going to say for 12 days, which means that one person, we are going to spend 120,000. You multiply it by the number of participants we are going to take, the money is going to be bigger than what we used to spend. Every teachers association, we are going to sit down after identifying the participants, whether they are able to feed them using the system of means. If it will be a problem, definitely we shall not take all of them. Taking children minus food, minus other things, it will just appear as if it is punishment on our side.
Arua City Sports Officer in charge of Central Division, Chandia Ronald, says the sports department will ensure that Arua City is fully represented in Tororo.
We are aware, I think as department, together with the Head Teachers Association, we are ready, we are prepared, because it's not new, and this is what we are now trying to see how we can manage the issue at the national level.
According to Ombere Obiai Raymond, Principal Arua City Education Officer, the overall cost of engaging in the national competitions may be very unreasonable.
To them it is cheap, but to us it's expensive. You can imagine we are going to Tororo and we need to take these learners in a means of transport that is comfortable because of the distance. What central government gives for us to run co-curricular activities is 40 million. And in a quarter, that 40 million comes to around 13 million. We're supposed to transport them, feed them, and even do this officiation all out of that money. We would have loved to even take more than this. But if we are going to spend 120 on a participant, our stay there might be compromised. And that is excluding the feeding on transit. And if we arrive earlier, you factor that in, the cost is not small.
Arua City Secretary for Social Services Kalsum Abdu Fadmula defends that it is necessary to ensure that the athletes are treated comfortably to ensure the best results.
Let me hope it's not a business, because these are citizens of this region who want their welfare to be very good. 120 per day is worth keeping those children to the expectation.
Ivan James Namoma, the new Deputy Resident City Commissioner for Arua, promises that all stakeholders will be engaged to ensure the city participates in the national athletics competitions.
I am going to engage other stakeholders. Even if you are going to have it today, we are going to monitor and see, does it work for us or not? Because personally, what I regard as food may come from the mountains in the east. If Matoke is not there, then food is not there. And someone who comes from this other part of the republic, Matoke may not be, I'm hearing, they're saying Enyasa. So making our ends meet, it may be a challenge.
Many districts are already struggling to fund sports programs and rely heavily on donations, well-wishers and government support. Expecting them to cover daily feeding for every participant is unrealistic given the current resource envelope.